Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It is a victory Monday on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz live from Chickies in South Philly, the Eagles win their 10th straight franchise record. Ike, your thoughts?
Victory!
Keep going. This has got to be a good one.
Woo! Distract me when you do that.
Eagles fly. On the road to victory, fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory.
E-A-E-L-E-S-E-O-S!
I can't stand him.
I know. He's the worst. He ruins every vibe. No matter how he does it, he ruins the vibe.
Yep.
Speaking of ruining the vibe, I'm sorry for ruining the victory. I didn't mean to distract you. I was kind of trying to be your hype man a little bit.
Yeah, well.
It distracted you.
It's okay.
It's because you were already getting a pre-show argument, not even on the air yet.
Right.
So a little testy before we even got on.
He revved me up.
It's all good. Listen. There was no victory chant that I could give that would justify or do justice to that 10-game new team record as they continue to push Ike Reese's career accomplishments further and further in the record books. A new team record, 10 straight wins for the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. My goodness, where do I begin? Let's see. Well, we got to begin with the quarterback and wide receiver. How about that? That's how you go out there and make music together, AJ and Jalen. You could tell on the first drive, yep, he was getting the ball early and often. Yesterday, he scored Did he score the first touchdown of the game, I believe? Yeah, I think he got the first touchdown of the game. So that certainly had the crowd going. And by the way, shout out to the fans, because when he caught that first pass, you could hear the level of excitement raise when they realized it was A.J. Brown that caught that ball. Fantastic job from Jalen Hurts yesterday. Spike, Jack, you guys wanted to see a better passing game. That's what you guys asked for all last week, along with some others. They wanted to see a passing game. I'm glad it wasn't at the expense of winning the game, but we saw the passing game yesterday. We knew it was going to be tough to run against Pittsburgh. Saquon's MVP hopes may have dashed away with that performance yesterday, along with what Josh Allen did in Detroit. But that doesn't matter. The record, we're still on pace to get, and we're going to break 2,000 yards, so we still got that to go. But you knew the passing game would have its opportunities yesterday. The question was going to be, when the throws are there to be made, will they be made? And for the most part yesterday, it looked like Jalen was throwing on time, like he was throwing in a rhythm. He was sure where he wanted to go with the football. There was no hesitation there. I mean, it was a couple plays there, here, there, where that may have occurred. But for the most part, the passing game probably looked its best since what? Off the top of my head, maybe Rams, Dallas? When was the last time the passing game?
Bengals game.
Bengals game?
Not that far ago.
That was what?
That was early 6 weeks
November?
Ago.
Yeah, that was early November, I think. So, I mean, and it's all relative, right? So when you look at the weapons that they have, you would think, well, this shouldn't be an issue. But a team forced us to throw the ball yesterday. and we were able to throw it. And throw it with some conviction, throw it with some success, not only with AJ. It was great to see Smitty back in the fold yesterday, making plays. Man, just a good game. I think all around, this defense just continues to impress. My goodness, tied for first in the league for giving up the fewest amount of points, 17.6. Man, that's a defense. That's a defense. That, and that was a game yesterday. It was 17-13 midway through the third quarter. So I know the Eagles were dominating from a yardage standpoint. They weren't necessarily dominating from a scoring standpoint.
And those, it was the defense that saved them with those two turnovers.
Yep.
You know, because that if the defense isn't playing the way that they're playing, and that you can go all the way back to the Green Bay game when it happened as well. If the defense doesn't stand up the way they do, all of a sudden that game could look very, very, very different. So it wasn't like the Steelers were piling up yards, but they did have two really good opportunities that the defense stood up to them with.
Yep.
And your point on the pass, by the way, 215-592-9494, your point on the passing game is like anyone who is saying that they didn't need to be able to pass the ball knows today that they feel much better seeing them pass the ball. And I don't think it's a coincidence that that was the best we've looked from a passing standpoint at the beginning of the game all year, and we wind up with 10 first quarter points. It's like all of a sudden magic.
Yeah,
we can score early in the game because we can get chunks of yardage early in the game. And Saquon's day, when you look at it at the end, doesn't look that impressive, but he was doing the thing that you would hope the design of this offense would do if you think back weeks and weeks and weeks, is throw the ball earlier to get some yards, get some points, get on the board, and then all of a sudden in the second half when you need to put the team away, then Saquon and the running game and Jalen, the running game, can do that. And they did that with that 10-minute drive at the end of the game. Didn't amount to points, but have if they wanted to. But that sealed the game. And I just think, would we have felt good with a win today no matter how they won it? We would have felt good. But the win feels that much better, and I think the prospects for the team this year overall feel that much better because they didn't come into the game throwing the ball 40 times or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It was taking the throws that were there, and he threw it early. And, it looked like they reverted a little bit as the game went on. He held the ball a little bit. Nobody's going to play a perfect game.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to play a perfect game. Him throwing the start off 9 for 9, 12 for 13, whatever it was, getting everyone, not just AJ, you said getting Devontae involved, getting Calcaterra involved, just makes the offense.
Saquon rubbing off on Kenny G. Yeah. Nobody told you to hit that spin button, Kenny G.
He hit the B button, man.
Come on, man.
It was
pretty.
It gives the other team so much more to have to prepare for, and the idea that they can come in now and just stop, this will help Saquon in the long run.
Yeah.
Because the idea that you can come in now and just stop the run is not there if you can pass it as well, and it opens the game up for him.
I agree. So let me push back just a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
All right.
Because this is where the perspective I was coming from, and I'm not going to say everybody coming from the same perspective, but here's where I was coming from with them and what they had been doing. For me, there wasn't the doubt that Jalen couldn't do it, right? Like, I think I felt they had been winning this way because it cuts down on, first of all, it's successful. When you're averaging running the football the way that they are every week, why would you go away from it? And running the football reduces high-risk plays. It limits how many times you put the ball in harm's way. And we all agree the only thing that can stop this offense is us turning the ball over. That was our biggest issue the first 4 weeks of the season. And so they found that formula for success, not only to win and be and move the ball with, but to get the best play out of Jalen, right, throwing the football and cutting down on turnovers. I said this kid has shown us in the past what he can do. He's shown us in the past that he can throw the ball. There's some guys, I don't care how long they've been in the league, they can't throw the damn football. Like, Jalen at least has shown us that. So it was great to see yesterday when we were forced to do it, he was able to do it.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't think something happened over the last few weeks where, and we were talking about it last week, where it seemed like he got a little gun shy.
Mm-hmm.
And the throws that he was making even 6 weeks ago, he wasn't even trying. And it was never, and we talked about this last week as well, it was never about calling 15 more pass plays.
Right.
It was about taking the pass plays when they're there, not taking sacks when you don't need to take sacks, not escaping the pocket when you don't need to escape the pocket, and early in the game and early in the plays as well. If the throws are there, take them. There's no reason to – with the amount of talent they have on this team and the amount of time he's given to throw, they can be more dynamic than they could be. Still can be a run-first offense, still can be a dominant running offense, mm-hmm. but still be able to pass the ball to open the offense up. And I do think that in the long run, this will make things easier on Saquon the more that they're able to do this. And look, if it took a week of questioning it, we can go back to if AJ saying what he said and Brandon Graham saying what he said, and if it took all of that to wake everybody up a little bit and show a renewed focus on what they can accomplish in the pass game, then it, you know, you said it, that you thought it could make them stronger in the long run, and I think, you know, going through that week and ending up being successful, I think it could. And all that adding up, you know, I was talking about not being able to get the one seed, all that adding up to Detroit with more injuries, Detroit losing yesterday, and all of a sudden the one seed that I thought was a long shot is now It's certainly more realistic. I wouldn't say it's likely, but it is certainly more realistic. Jack, what did you think watching yesterday?
Well, I've been trying to preach this for weeks, that is to not take this for granted. Don't take what we're watching right now for granted, because what we're watching is a dominant football team. Every single test that we throw at them, like, it's like, oh, man, they're kind of worried about the Steelers, kind of worried about the Ravens, kind of worried about the Rams. Does a team in the NFL have better wins than the Eagles have on their schedule so far? Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Washington, Cincinnati, Green Bay. Like, that's a lot of good quality wins. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing is the best team in football. I mean, if they don't end up in New Orleans at this point, I think that'd be a disappointment, especially with what's going on with the Lions. So Jalen was great yesterday. If that's been in the old holster this whole season, what took so long, but I'd like to see it. I think that's why a lot of people are positive today. But overall, we were watching a dominant, dominant football team and the best team I've seen in my lifetime.
All right, 215-592, the best team you've seen in your lifetime?
The best Eagles team I've seen in my lifetime. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Over the 04 Eagles for and the 17 Eagles.
For the first, yeah, they're definitely ahead of the 17 Eagles, for sure. The only one I put into question is the 04 Eagles, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, they're unbelievable.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
That's a tough one, man. Yeah. That is a tough one. Well, all right.
Would you still feel that way if they went out in the first round?
Well, no.
Okay.
Things change.
That matters then.
Yep. All right. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show will be here at 6. BG will be here. Then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh and Elliot Short Parks and an Eagles player to be determined.
To be determined.
To be determined. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Well, Spike, you hard of hearing? You heard what he said? You keep asking him. He said the best he's seen in his life.
Been saying it for weeks, Corey. Been saying it for weeks on this radio station.
Like he said, like he was mumbling or he was speaking some kind of weird language you ain't ever heard of. You heard what he said?
Yes, with my chest.
The best. Hey, man.
Corey, you know you can't trust Jack.
What? I ain't even got a lot to say. But man, you saw that boy step here with that Jodeci fiddle with the Congo hat to the back.
Hey, man. Listen. That boy stepped to the podium yesterday. Like, he knew he was going to play good yesterday. That's a podium outfit.
Hey, Spike, he was talking to you for real. Like he was talking to you. I know, like Spike, you really the voice he's talking to. Like, yep. You the voice of the negativity.
Then you're welcome. You're welcome, Corey. You're welcome.
You're right. I will give you credit. Your one take that you hit on this year, that Kenny G need to run the ball more. Hey, I give you that. Kenny G, playoff Kenny is back, baby. Look, man, we
did look good yesterday. He did.
Yeah,
we knew we could do this. I was never worried. I told y'all last week. I said, watch him come. We're going to have 200 yards receiver. Y'all was down. I'm barely wrong, man. I come on these airways and I give y'all facts. I told y'all, Spike said 9 wins. 9 wins, boy. I said, no, we're going to get 9 wins by October.
I said 10.
Better stop playing with us, man.
I said
we
10.
I feel stupid saying
12-5.
I said 16-1.
Yeah, well.
Everybody love bites and kneecaps. Everybody love bites and kneecaps. Play hard. The world loves him. Hey, bites and kneecaps. Stop playing them players so damn hard.
Yep.
See, See, it's only one way. It's not a lot of ways to win. You got a Reed way, and you got a Sirianni way. That's the two ways to get it done in the league. Because, you know, when you play like – when you coach like them two coaches, you're going to win football games. I that guy tell me last week about Kyle Shanahan. He got players Quinn on his nose. Quinn, he got players punching on the other players on his team. Hey, man, we got some dogs. That
losing the locker room. That 49ers locker room is crazy this year, isn't
it? Exactly. There's only two ways to win. The Reed way and the Sirianni way. And that quarterback, man, I try to tell y'all, he does with his ass. That's all he got. That's all he got to do. When you want him to do it, they want him to run the ball, they'll run it. And we can beat y'all if you want. We like Burger King. Have it your way. You want AJ to go off, we got you. You want Saquon to do it, we got you. And hey, that boy Patrick Queen, I thought Hurst put him in quicksand yesterday. He said,
he did. That was a nice move. I thought he tore his ACL, yeah.
Hey, man, y'all saw him do the Patrick Mahomes. Y'all saw him. He, everybody thought he was a sack. He threw that shovel pass over the pretty cheese. They go get it. Hey, whatever y'all want him to do.
That was the Saquon, but yes.
Whoever it was, whatever y'all want him to do, he'll do it. So it's like, what y'all want to talk about next? Spike, think about it. Come on the show tomorrow. Tell us what we got to do. Y'all
you know I'll have
we'll
something.
We'll have new topics.
Yeah, you know I'll have something. Don't challenge me, Corey.
Hey, Spike, I just need one apology out of you.
No.
This is all I need. No.
No,
I need you to apologize. This
no.
is one thing.
Apologize
one
for
thing
what?
I need you. You better take that Ben Simmons take back right
no.
now. I need nope. you to take that back.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Take
here's
it
why.
Back,
Corey,
back.
Here's why.
That was the
take
ultimate disrespect
back.
Right there.
People,
that
people,
loser.
People insisted that the same exact thing with Ben. So, look, if you're going to tell me that he's not bad after he plays bad for one game, I'll accept that. But everything's not solved after one game either. So what we need to do is keep doing this. That's all.
It is solved.
We got 12 wins. Boy, how much more you want? You want us to go
12 and 2.
15
and 2. We're about to go 15 and 2, see? We're going 15 and 2.
Yep.
You guys are here caring about the regular season. I think about the
Super
Bowl.
We're going 15 and 2 to get that number one seed.
Hey. Postseason, that's when the real Michael Jordan show up. Yeah. I've been trying to tell you. You weren't here until Michael Jordan going to be there, baby.
Yeah. He's, oh, he's sure you let Corey go this long.
Yeah, well, he's got to have his day. He's got to have his day.
Get the popcorn ready. Go, Bird.
Oh, there he is. Corey of Columbus.
Let me just say this
yep.
with Jalen. And this is – I actually like this. I like this with him. The edge. The little bit of attitude, you know. You know when they say you got a little tude? He has a little tude going on right now. He was irritated last week. I enjoyed the comment about it's going to look the way Jalen Hurts wants it to look.
Yep.
Just know it's going to be a winning way, something to that effect.
Sure.
I mean, that was what he said. That's what he said. Loved it. Then he came out last night after he played a hell of a football game. Hell of a football game. Because – Like we talked about what AJ said and we talked about what BG said last week, all that. If that stuff wouldn't have happened, we still would have discussed
the pass game.
Jalen Hurts in the passing game.
Yep.
So that was really what the discussion was all about last week in the passing game. And listen, he came out and he showed out. He showed out yesterday. It wasn't one of these games where I'm like, oh, I'm never going to forget this game. I'm not going to go over the top like that. But Under the scrutiny from last week, whatever the uneasiness of the relationship with he and his star wide receiver, and listen, I'm glad they did the kid and play dance. They hugged it out. They say it's all good, whatever. He still had to work through that. He still had to work through all that and then go out there, and he knew that everybody was watching him yesterday to see how he was going to play and then see how his receivers were going to react if he wasn't playing well. And under all that pressure, he went out there and played damn near a flawless football game. Shout out to T.J. Watt with that Peanut Tillman punch. My goodness. That was a hell of a way.
And almost got him again.
Yeah, he did. I'm surprised he didn't get him the second
Me
time
too.
That ball didn't come out. T.J. Watt's a beast.
Yeah.
But Jalen sat down at that podium yesterday and said, is that what y'all wanted to see? Huh?
Well, the answer is yes.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I like a player with swag. I don't like fake swag. I don't like fake toughness. I don't like the fake confidence. I don't like that athlete. But the athlete that has a little arrogance about himself, that knows he's a good player, and then it's going to let you know about it, I'm okay with that. Because you got to have a certain level of tough skin to play in this town. And the guys that don't make it last are the nice guys. You know, you don't have to be a bleep when you get to the podium. But if you feel confident enough to tell this fan base, is that what y'all wanted to see? And you got some stones on you, man. You got some stones on you. And you went out there and backed it up. Like, you got some stones on you. And the dude wins football games. The guy won. He's lost 9 games in, what, 4 years?
Well, if you take out the bad stretch last year, he's lost 4.
Yeah. Well, I can't do that.
Well, no. Elliot.
That's an
yeah,
Elliot.
Yeah, yeah, I can't do that.
If you don't count the losses. Yeah. Well,
he's lost 9 games in 4 years, man.
The answer to his question is yes. And I know, yes, that is what everyone wanted to see. And I know yards don't count as points. But 250 yards last week, 290 the week before, and over 400 yesterday. And could have put 34 points on the board if they needed to at the end of the game there. And that was a complete offensive showing. Yeah, and the other thing is, we just get used to the defense being good.
Man.
You know, that's just
they needed a bounce-back game, too. They bounced back from last week. They didn't have their best against Carolina.
And Pittsburgh ended up with 100. Baldy was right there. Pittsburgh ended up with 160 yards of offense.
He told you to watch the tape.
He did.
21 plays. How do you get 21 plays
in one
drive?
Yeah. 10 and a half minutes, 21 plays. And the best part of that is, and I know they chose not to score, but a 21 play, 10 and a half minute
points.
Drive, yeah. 80, what, 88
I think
yard
it was 83,
drive?
It was 83. Yeah.
I thought it was 95 yards.
Oh, just started at 3.
Well, maybe some penalties happened?
Yeah.
Where they start at?
They started on the 5 yard line.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
But they didn't get to the end zone, though, Jack.
Well, no, I know. Oh, so you're talking about the total.
Yeah, where they went down at.
Yeah, well, they went down at the 6 yard line, I think. All right.
I was looking for something.
All right.
Well, the Steelers run 4 plays in the second half?
All 5?
Right. That's what it seemed like.
All right. They had 2 drives, I think.
Two drives in the whole second half.
2 drives in the second half.
I believe 11 plays.
I told y'all to take the under.
You did. And what was the over-under?
43.
Okay. 215-592-9494. All right.
We both answered.
Coming up next, we will. You know, Jalen had some messages for everyone. So did AJ.
Oh,
so did Lane.
Shut up.
Everybody did.
The big bully's going to talk next.
Yeah, the big bully's next. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Book your holiday party at Chickies and Pete's. You can find a location near you. Details, availability, all online at chickiesandpete's.com. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, we felt good after that game yesterday. Felt real, real good. You know, it doesn't feel good when you get in the shower, you don't have hot water. It sucks. Your morning shower, you want some hot water, and you need a water heater. What a hassle. Well, I'm going to tell you a way that it's not going to be a hassle. And not only that, you're going to wind up with the best water heater you ever had. It's going to last you forever. It's going to be reliable. Two words, Bradford White. It is built to be the best. I know you don't replace your water heater unless you have to, but when it comes that time, I just want you to remember those two words, Bradford White. It is built to be the best. It's built 100% here in the United States. It's going to last longer than any other water heater you're going to buy. You got to Google it. I'm telling you right now, all you need to know is Bradford White. You can get one of the new tankless water heaters. You get standard tank water heater, whether it's at your home, whether it's your business, whatever it is, Bradford White, and they want a plumbing professional to install it for you. Because it's the best product, you want it done by the best. So when it's time, when you don't have any more hot water, I want you to go to bradfordwhite.com, find a plumbing pro near you, and learn more. Uh-oh.
Beautiful.
Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Oh, yes, I want to be in that number when the Saints go marching in.
Boy, I can't wait to take over Bourbon Street.
Well, I can.
I've never even been to Bourbon Street.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we're a little old for that. it's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's gift cards, by the way. Perfect gift for the holidays. You can buy one right here in person or at chickiesandpete's.com. The Twitter question, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Diamond studs, necklaces, engagement rings. Mark's Jewelers has you covered for the holidays. Finish your holiday shopping today at Mark's Jewelers. The question: are the Eagles going to New Orleans? Ike, what do you think the response is on the Twitter question?
Let's say yes.
Yes. What do you think the percentage is?
Let's go 88%.
83.
Ooh.
Still some doubters out there.
Bunch of spikes.
Yeah.
Bunch of spikes.
You stop, Fritz. 215-592-9494. Big Lou and Sewell, you're on WIP. What's up, Big Lou?
What's happening, gentlemen? Can I get some Ike juice?
They must have been drinking Ike juice. That's what I'm talking about.
Last week, I talked about the fact that the Steelers would load the box just like they normally would. They would play single high safety or even zero coverage. And what did they do, Spike?
Yep.
Oh, there he is. Big Lou.
He said it all week. They're going to go zero coverage in the back.
Big Baldy Lou. There he is.
Did you just call me bald?
No,
Baldy.
Like a
Goldinger.
How did you know that? Hair is overrated.
I agree.
Wait, what's overrated?
Oh, hair.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's definitely not.
Yeah.
So the Eagles responded the way that we thought they would, but also I think they would have done that even over these controversial week or so as far as what has happened, and they came out firing. See, right now, this team, the defense is fully legitimate. The offense has every weapon, like what did Jordan say? We're sharpening the tools.
He had a lot of cliches yesterday. He was watering the lawn.
Oh, yeah.
He lost me with the cliches.
Dude, with the hat backwards and the cliches, he was feeling himself yesterday.
The only thing he didn't say is that he did use his driver in this game to hit the long drive.
Well, he doesn't golf.
Well, that's okay. You knew that was coming the way.
Well,
that's the one thing me and Jalen have in common. Yeah, we can bond over.
He doesn't golf. Yep. Yeah.
So look at the other thing, Spike. I know you like stats. So the Eagles had 40 minutes versus 20 minutes of possession, and that also leaves the defense fresh when they're going back out on the field, and they can do whatever they want.
Absolutely. And
Jalen had a 125 plus passing rating. And they just did what they do, as they say.
They did. And the recipe that it seems like they have tried this very same thing for the last three games is because they have thrown early. They've tried to throw early the last few games, and it hasn't been successful.
Right.
But it was successful this time. And if you can get out to a lead and your defense can play well, then in the second half you can just pound them. You know, take them to pound town into oblivion, which is what they do, you know. And that team yesterday, the way they played yesterday. And when I kept saying that it was a regular season offense, not a playoff offense, you need to be able to do what they did yesterday. And to give Ike credit, he said he thought Jalen could do it. He just wasn't. Lou, I don't know if they fix it the way they fix it, if last week doesn't happen the way that it does, but it did, did. So
I agree.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I agree. That's what happened. So
everybody can downplay and blame us all they want to or what have you about last week, but last week was tough conversations that needed to be had with the inside people. With the offensive guys, hold on real quick, Lou.
Yeah, sure.
I'll let you finish your point. With the offensive guys, the quarterback and the receivers needed to get on the same page. I mean, I don't know how many times we need to hear these guys tell us that they had those tough conversations last week. They had those conversations behind closed doors. They had the team meeting. AJ said, I said it for a reason, because it needed to be addressed. Those are words that came out of AJ's mouth. Yesterday after the game, he said, I said it for a reason. It needed to be addressed. So maybe last week was AJ felt like it was something that needed to be said, and needed to be better. He's the one who lit this whole thing. I'm not saying it was a bad thing. I'm just saying the team, from a passing standpoint, they wanted to see some changes. And I don't know, maybe Jalen needed to sort of have it placed in front of him, like, dude, just throw the football. Like, we're here. Like you don't have to hold on to it. Just throw it. And and listen, to his credit, he was out there yesterday slinging it. Pause.
And there's two reasons. I talked about the dynamics of this team as far as them liking each other. Just because you like each other doesn't mean like you're always going to get along. But these guys like each other. They genuinely like each other. They like being with one another. They're sticking up. I mean, look what happened to Slay. He got plowed all the way to the first row.
Pause.
And what happened? That team
Quinyon came over there, stood up for his guy. Yep.
That's right. And Spike, let me ask you a question. Is this the first time this year that the Eagles have scored in all four quarters?
Feels like it.
It certainly would be, yes.
Yeah, I mean,
if that's what Luke, did that happen yesterday? They score all four quarters.
Yeah, they scored up, and they shut out the Steelers in the second half.
Well, and Lou, they had scored previous to yesterday's game. They had scored 17 total points in the first quarter in all of their games combined, and they scored 10 yesterday.
They scored every quarter yesterday. Yep.
All right, Lou.
Did I get an Eagles fan in?
Of course.
Sure. Jeez,
man,
we feel good. We are feeling good today.
We are feeling very good.
We are feeling good today going into the holiday season. I love it.
Even OG showed up today.
Yeah, early.
OG is here.
Yeah, noticeably quiet last week.
Yeah, didn't we had to beg for him? We had a.
He said he was sick.
Had to shame him to call in.
Mr. Alpha over there. Yeah, it was big old sickness.
Yeah.
You keep talking.
So everyone felt like addressing I guess it is the elephant in the room still if everybody's talking about it? I don't think so. But here's what the famous quote from Jalen yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
So that's what y'all wanted to see, huh?
And then here was AJ after the game.
After the touchdown, I know you guys have done it before, but was that kind of a good way to show people like?
For sure,
we're good?
For sure. That was our moment to tell everybody to shut up, you know, honestly, I don't know. So, yeah.
Now, okay.
Well,
for a moment. Tell who to shut up.
Yeah, like what? Yeah.
So, I know, look, I think we all saw after the game yesterday, everybody WIP this, WIP that, yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
First of all, I am proud that we are at the center of that conversation, that everyone's thinking about us when the Eagles win. Mm-hmm. It makes me think a lot of WIP.
Yep.
But honestly, the last week, and we can stir stuff up, absolutely. We've done it a million times, WIP has. Last week was not stirred up by WIP. Last week was stirred up by two things. It was what AJ said after the game, passing, and it was what Brandon Graham said on the Brandon Graham Show for about an hour straight.
No, that's really what lit everything.
Yeah, and it was BG.
That lit the bonfire right there.
Those are the things that started it. And and that is, and you said it right, Ike. If those things hadn't happened, we would have talked about the passing game all last week.
Yep.
But I don't think it would have been the singular focus that it was. So if the Eagles need, if the players need to make an us against whoever thing every week to continue to motivate themselves, that's fine. If they think they're shutting everybody up, that's fine. But last week was the genesis of what happened last week was the Eagles, was not WIP.
Yeah, so here's what I think he's sort of referring to their relationship, not the passing game stuff.
Right.
I think he's referring to what a lot of us sort of inferred when BG spoke about things behind the closed doors that are going on or what have you, in his opinion, on what needs to be done, it certainly appeared that Jalen and AJ don't get along. So I think that's really what AJ is sort of addressing, like, no, we're good. It doesn't mean what he said about the passing game wasn't factual to him and wasn't truth to him, that it needed to improve and needed to be better. I think he's more or less saying, Jalen and I are good. We're good. Yeah, I didn't like how the passing game was going, but it doesn't mean I don't like him as my friend or my quarterback.
And you know what? To Big Lou's point about them liking each other, I'm happy if they like each other.
Sure.
But the thing that I think is more important than them liking each other, and I actually will bring this back to what Jordan Mailata said last week about it not being the Jalen and AJ show, is they are accountable to each other.
Yeah.
That is the most important thing. And I think the message, whether they like each other or not, let's put that to aside.
Mm-hmm.
I think what AJ and Jalen needed to hear was, whatever you guys have going on cannot distract us from our mission.
That's true.
And whatever you had going on, whether it is Brandon maybe revealing too much, whatever it was distracting the team, was becoming a distraction. And that accountability, I think, may have been missing last year.
Sure.
And I think, and I brought this up last week in terms of Jordan saying that the offensive line's the same age. I think while I think Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox were great players and great leaders, having a team of players that are all allowing this year to be about the new leaders.
And Lane's a veteran enough leader that, you still got veteran presence there.
Absolutely. Yeah. But these guys stepping into it and maybe that void creating, maybe allowing Jalen to be more vocal and more of a leader than he was previously because there's a vacuum there.
I guarantee you did. When Troy left the team, when Troy Vincent left, it allowed other leaders to step up and be vocal leaders on this team. Most of us led by example. Troy was usually the voice for the team, you know, and we all knew that. He was the older player, right? But so when he left, it allowed for all of us that were around the same age sort of to become more of the vocal leaders on the team. Guys like myself, obviously Brian, even Five became more of a vocal leader at that point over the overall team. So I it's exactly what you're saying. When older guys leave, it allows for those other guys to step in there. And that's where Jordan Mailata has stepped in to be that voice.
Well, because the thing that can happen is when those guys are there, you don't want to
stepping on toes.
Step on toes.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
And speaking of Lane, here's what Lane had to say after the game.
But I wasn't here for the team meeting Wednesday. I was at a funeral, but I think there was olive branches extended. I think, everybody kissed and made up. And, you know, sometimes brothers fight, and we have a lot of great players on this team. So that's really how I see it. This brother's disagreeing, and he came out and answered the bell tonight.
There's another player on the team that we all respect and love, and it isn't about drama telling you what happened.
That's something.
There's another player right there telling you that they kissed and made up.
And if there was nothing to kiss and make up for, then they wouldn't have kissed.
They wouldn't have to kiss and made up, and everybody extend olive branches. So we can all be smart enough to know that it's not us that created. Now listen, we fed off of it.
Sure.
That's what we're gonna do. What do you think we're gonna do? Let ESPN eat off of it, and we don't. So everybody else in the media is covering this after Brandon spoke and the videos go viral and everything's national. The local media shouldn't talk about it at all, but nationally, everybody else is talking about it.
215-592-9494.
By the way, real quick.
Yes, sir.
Just because, we got Dan Wilson back there, and he's like, Mr., he has to find the right stat. They scored in all four quarters of the Jaguars, Cowboys, and Rams games as well.
So okay.
That was the first time.
Okay, there you go.
Just want to make sure we clear
so
that
it wasn't
out.
The first time.
Yeah.
There you go.
215-592-9494.
We're about facts.
Yeah,
Joe,
always.
Joe in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
How you doing?
What up, Joe?
Listen, Spike, I got a beef with you.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Yes.
There we go.
Oh, OG's clapping.
Shut down the run. Make Jalen Hurts throw the ball. Do this, do that. You guaranteed. You said it. You guaranteed it. Tell me if I'm wrong. The Eagles will not get the first round bye.
I didn't guarantee anything. I said there was a small.
You said
no,
they would not get it. You said it a
I
million
said,
times.
Joe, I said it was
Mike's
unlikely.
Right, you.
Joe,
yep, he said it.
No, you're lying.
Go
Joe,
ahead, say it.
Joe, I was wrong. They have a. Joe, are you going to let me talk? I was wrong. They have a better chance at getting the number one seed than I thought. I was wrong about that. I never said guaranteed they weren't going to get it. My point is that with the low percentage chance that I believed of them getting it, I thought they should focus on fixing the pass game and getting Saquon's touches down. Now, they fixed the pass game yesterday. I don't know if Saquon is dinged up or he isn't dinged up, but there may be an opportunity, by the way, over the next few weeks of getting those touches down over the next few weeks. But I never guaranteed anything. But you're right. I was wrong about the one seed. And the one seed is an absolute opportunity for them here and does, as Ike made this point several times, change the possibility of them having to only win two games. Right? Forget about home field.
Right.
Having to only win two games rather than having to win three games is a massive, massive, massive difference. And they have an opportunity now.
Come on, man. They got it. And everyone knew they were going to throw the ball tomorrow yesterday, and they threw it. And Pittsburgh couldn't even stop it. They knew they were going to throw the ball.
Well, they tried to stop the run, yes, and they could they this and this is what teams have tried to do, is try to force the Eagles to throw the ball, and yesterday they did it successfully, and you saw
right. But the whole world was watching, the whole NFL
Joe, what
world
do you want
was
me to
watching
say?
Like, oh, there's conflict, oh, he's not throwing the ball. Guess what? He hadn't thrown that ball in 10 games. 10 games they just ran the ball.
Yeah.
And he came out like a pro.
Congrats. Yeah,
come
so,
on,
so
man.
So you feel that's, better
that's,
today,
that's
right?
Insane.
Don't you feel better having him seen throw the ball successfully, Joe?
Yes!
Okay, well, then that's the point!
I scored all that.
That was the point, Joe. That was the point, is that we would all feel better.
Was, this is, the thing with you was you guaranteed 2 weeks ago the Eagles were not going to get the first round bye. You guaranteed that. You said that. I listen to the show all the time.
Joe, what's your address? Do you want me to drive and bring you flowers and give you a hug? Like, what do you need out of me?
No.
I just said,
not, listen,
Joe, I'm going to put you on hold if you don't stop. Joe, I just said five times I was wrong. They have a better chance at the one seed than I thought, and it's a major difference. I just said, I was wrong. Now, what do you want after I say I was wrong?
Admit. And listen, and it's funny. No, you saw they last year they had 2 1,000-yard receivers. So you know the guy can sling the ball. This year, they got a running back. They're just going to hand on the ball. He's going to do his job.
He also turned the ball over 20 times last year. He also turned the ball over 20 times last year.
Controversy. And then what's he do today? Yesterday, 200-yard receivers, 25-32. He's nuts. He's knocking it out of the park. And he hadn't thrown the ball in 10 straight games. And he's that sharp. Mm. That's nuts.
I think he's in the MVP race now.
All right, get out of here, Ike. You're impossible. I can't work under these conditions.
I'm just saying.
I can't work under these conditions. 215-592-9494. Will and Olney, you're on WIP. What's up, Will? Will?
What's going on, y'all? How's it going?
What up, Will?
Hey, Ike, real quick, right?
Yes, sir.
I just seen you up at up in Jersey at Voorhees. Remember, I was telling you when I called you about the Ben Simmons situation.
Hmm. When was this?
This at Voorhees last up at the family church.
Oh, at the family. Come on, man. Yeah, give me something specific. All right, you saw me at church. Got you.
Yeah, my bad. But yeah, I was telling you about that whole Ben Simmons situation and how right I was about it. But I just wanted to give you
You and me both. You and me both were right.
And you guys were talking about Ben Simmons at church.
Well, you know.
Stuff
happens.
It's not a good place to discuss.
I just wanted to give him a little bit of context of who I was. But listen, I'm gonna start calling you a lot more. I listen all the time, but I don't really get a chance to call. I'm gonna start calling a lot more. But I called Hugh and Joe last week. Last week on Wednesday, and I said straight up, I said, I don't know what we were, what all the hoopla was for, because every time that we needed Jalen to pass the ball, he showed us that he could pass the ball in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. When we needed to pass the ball, we were down a little bit. He went like 7 for 7 or 7 for 8, hitting the checkdowns and everything right before the 2-minute warning. He did that 2 weeks in a row. So I wasn't worried at all, because he showed us and he proved to us that when he needed to pass the ball, he could pass the ball. You know what I'm saying? So then we get to yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. We get to yesterday. They came out the gate. He came out the gate blazing. I think he went, what was it, like 11 for 11 or 12 for 12 or something like that?
Mm-hmm. 12 or 13, something like that.
Yeah, 12 or 13, yeah. But at one point he had about like – He had a lot of consecutive completions.
Yeah, I think he hit his first nine passes. I think it was his first nine.
He had a lot of he had hit his first nine passes. But my thing is, and one thing I brought up when I talked to Joe and Hugh, I said that Kellen Moore already stated before about the first couple plays in the first quarter and all that other stuff about how. They don't show everything. They don't show their whole deck or their whole hand until they get to the second half. That's when things get a little bit more intricate, like as far as the blocking schemes and stuff like that. That's when they really start, letting everything out. I said the same thing. They'd probably be doing the same thing for the season. I said they probably the running game is working right now. The running game is, and the defense, they've been winning the games. I said I wouldn't be surprised if they holding a lot of that stuff back until they get to the playoffs, because they haven't even really needed to pass a game until yesterday.
Yep.
Well, if that was true, then yeah, why did the wide receiver come out last week and talk about the passing game the way he did?
Hey, man, somebody said it on the session before y'all. They said that that was a Jedi mind trick, man. They said they wanted to get y'all going.
They
wanted to get everybody going to fuel that fire. You know what I'm saying? That fire is fuel right now, so they ready to go. As long as everybody stay healthy, we good. We ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, appreciate the call, Will. I mean, I don't believe it was a Jedi mind trick, but I do believe this could be something they rally around. Like, when you're playing as well as they're playing, right, and there's nothing sort of to keep you on edge but get to the next game and try to beat the next team, something like last week sort of gives them something to hone in on and like, oh, they're doubting us. Oh, they're trying to cause controversy, even though it's not accurate. But athletes do those types of things.
They motivate
them. Yeah, you want to use the media as the bad guys and blame it all on us and say you're trying to disrupt the locker room and the team chemistry. And if that brings you together, that makes you focused, that makes you even more motivated to go out there and play, that's awesome. It's a long season, and they aren't machines. So it's hard to get up, pause. It's hard mentally. I'm trying to figure out how to say this. It's hard mentally to be up for every game. Like it's the rival game of the week and it's the biggest game of the week. So some of these games you got to just get through. And that was the Carolina game. That was a game they had to sort of get through.
Well, that's why trap games are a real thing.
Yes.
And the only thing I'll push back on with Will is the throws it when he has to.
Yeah.
Like, If you throw well in the beginning of the game, then we can be in the situation that we were in the end of the game yesterday where we're just ending the game.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, you have to throw well in the first quarter, too. It can't just be when you're down four and you have a final drive. And we have seen him be successful at that. I think the key to unlocking the offense is being able to do that all game. And I do, and we talked about in the first segment, I do think it will help. Being successful early in the pass game will help Saquon. It will help the run game. It will help them not have the defense have to focus on other things rather than just stopping Saquon Barkley. All right. We're going to have a very happy Nick Sirianni, I think, at 3:15. Very, very happy.
What about the job Nick Sirianni did last
week?
Seriously, people want to ask, well, what does he do? What does he do? I don't know. Win football games.
Now, we did have one.
Like, I don't know. He just wins football games as a coach.
We did have one Nick Sirianni moment yesterday that we will talk about next. A little video we saw of a little confrontation. We will talk about that next.
There's always something.
Yeah, there's always something. On the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we're at Chickie's in South Philly on Packer Ave. So, you know, a little bit of rain here, a little bit of a respite from the cold. But later on, we'll have the cold back. And with the cold comes the exposing of your old drafty windows and doors that you've needed to replace forever. And Guided Door and Window is like, hey, it's the end of the year. Let's hook them up with a sale. Help them, help you replace those old drafty windows. It's the big end of year sales event. 40% off every window you buy. 40% off every expertly installed window, 40% off every door that you buy, every garage door, every front entry door, every patio door, whatever it is, 40% off. And knowing that you have to keep that holiday money in your pocket, they're going to let you start your project with no money down, interest-free financing for up to 12 months. Do not miss out on this sale. All prior sales excluded. This only goes through December 31st. So call Guida today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. That's goguida.com.